are listening to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan, and I am joined by poet and teacher Matt Daly, and he is here to talk about his recent exhibit here at the Center for the Arts called Oh, How We Play. It's up now through July in the Center Theater Gallery. The opening reception is going to be Friday from 5:30 to 7, and there'll be an artist talk later on July 6th from noon to 1. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks a lot for having me.
If you've walked down the hallway, it's not your normal exhibit here. The gallery's usually filled with colorful paintings, but now it's filled with your vibrant words. Was it challenging figuring out how to display your poetry in such a visual way?
You know, it was actually really a fun challenge because, I worked with several local poets making stanzas that could fit together in any order. And so rather than having pieces to then figure out how to put in the gallery, it was more I designed work that would kind of build a gallery experience. So actually that's kind of a site-specific set of pieces, really.
So let's look at your exhibit as a whole before we talk about the individual pieces that you set up, including your own work. You also used some local poets. Who were they, and how does it read if you were to look at your exhibit on just a boring old sheet of paper?
Right. So through the Jacksonville Writers, there's a monthly poetry group that meets. And so all the poets who were involved in this exhibit, you know, attend that group from time to time or regularly. And so what I did was created sort of some, you know, requirements or requests for how to produce stanzas that could then grammatically work regardless of how you combine them. So I took submissions from a lot of different poets and then selected individual stanzas. So really on paper, there isn't an order that they fit in. That was actually one of the great challenges of the project, was trying to not compose the poem and then mess around with it, you know, in the exhibit, but really to have the stanzas working so that the idea being that really it's up to the reader or the person who comes to the exhibit to figure out what the poem is and how to read it. And each of the pieces is playing around with that in different ways.
Now, can you give us a refresher on a simple definition of a stanza?
Yeah, so stanza would be like the shorthand, right? The sections of the poem separated by space. So in this case, the stanzas are two or four lines. And then, I don't know, sometimes people talk about them, they're like the paragraph in a poem. But yeah, they're sort of the sections of a poem separated by space from the other sections.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with poet Matt Daly on his exhibit at the Center Theater Gallery, Oh, How We Play. Opening reception will be tomorrow evening from 5:30 to 7, and his exhibit will be up at the Center Theater Gallery now through the month of July. Now, let's talk about your exhibit. What I love about it is it's hands-on poetry. Let's kind of break it down piece by piece for some of them. There's a section where there's about 8 mirrors hanging on the wall, and if you look on the other side of the wall, the stanzas, some of them are right way and then others are backwards. How is that? Does that work together?
Yeah. So the idea for that one, again, really thinking about how are you supposed to read this, I guess, was the question I wanted people to be asking with all the pieces. So for those two big ones, the banners with the forward and backward pieces, one, it's hard to figure out how even the sections that you can read just by looking at them, do you start in the middle and work out? It doesn't really make sense to go, you know, top left across, sort of across in lines because there's backward text in between. So the idea there was really that those two pieces are, you're always trying to figure out, am I looking in the mirrors? Am I looking this way? And then there's also an audio component to that piece as well. So you can be listening to the stanzas while you're trying to kind of piece together the poem through reading forward and backward. So I like that. Again, I feel that more and more working with writing poetry and reading it, that how important the reader's experience of the poem is. So that's really what I wanted to feature in this exhibit was less, you know, the work of the poets is really beautiful. I love what people contributed to the exhibit, but I'm really interested to see how people make poems out of it rather than constructing the poem, you know.
I wouldn't think that anyone would read the poems out there in the same order or same way. I feel like everyone who's walking through the exhibit is experiencing the poems in a different way.
Yeah, that's what I'm really hoping for. And then also I like the idea that that's happening, and especially with that mirror piece, that then people are also kind of observing each other reading, you know, because reading is usually such a kind of a private, solitary experience. And I love this idea that people are either looking at yourself in the mirror reading, which seems like excruciatingly awkward, but also being in a space where there are several people making these different poems at the same time, I'm excited about.
My favorite one is the glass panel where you wrote with a black marker, and then there's a flashlight, and they're stacked up in different widths and depths, and the poems are on different positions. So you take the flashlight and you shine it through, and the poems appear on different walls, and you have to move the flashlight around.
Yeah, yeah. And that, I love that piece too. And in some ways, some of the way that's interactive was a little bit accidental. I knew that writing on the clear plexiglass, that the text would cast shadows, but then at home I was kind of playing around with lighting it and realized that it's in the playing around. That's why I have the flashlight there, because you can, depending on the angle of the flashlight, the poem, the stanzas appear in shadow form in a different order. So you're again, it's sort of always the poems changing and transforming as you're moving the light around.
And now there's some stands that are sitting at the beginning of the exhibit. What are those intended for?
Yeah, so the stands there, all the stanzas for the poem are on cards on one of these lecterns. And so the idea is that you could create your own spontaneous poetry reading of the stanzas. And, you know, you could assemble them into the poem you liked. And then there's a bench over there, so you could invite your friends to come over and have a little reading. And then there are also blank cards, so you could compose an original poem there and then read to whoever's wandering by, I guess. Several of the pieces are participatory in a way. And so I'm really excited to kind of be a fly on the wall as people experience the exhibit.
Well, Matt, thanks so much for coming into KHOL and talking about Oh How We Play.
Thank you so much.
Into Pools of Sky, where rhythms of ripples hold time. Oh, how we wish. That was just a short stanza from Matt Daly's exhibit in the Center Theater Gallery, Oh, How We Play. Opening night is going to be tomorrow from 5:30 to 7. And the exhibit will be on display now through the month of July. You've been listening to 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.